Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital?
Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show?
Do you enjoy talking about the show with others?
Do you find yourself yelling at the TV?
Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles?
If so, we invite you to join hosts
Amanda Kimmel
and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed.
Meet us at Pier 54,
a General Hospital fan podcast.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the General Hospital recap for October 4th. Through 8th.
Minus Wednesday.
What happened?
I don't know. The
unfortunate, we know what happened. It was preempted because of the school shooting in Texas. So we're not...
Right. Not complaining at all that it wasn't shown, because obviously that is a more important subject. I just wasn't prepared for it because normally it's Monday or Friday that you don't see. And so right. Wednesday, when I first...
For those of us who only watch on Hulu,
yes,
it doesn't make sense when we're missing, especially when we're not watching that night.
Right.
And we're like, wait, what happened on Wednesday? And then what's even worse is that you have to go look up, because of the world we live in right now.
Yes.
What happened on Wednesday that would have caused that. But it's one storyline I'm glad that they have not.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you for not putting that anywhere in General Hospital.
I don't even. Yeah. I mean, we like, obviously, we've talked about it before. We like when they bring in real topics and everything, but that's just one that, let's just handle Joss and Cam and Trina and Cam getting kidnapped that one time.
Right.
From the Winter Dance can be our closest to it.
Yes.
All right. We're not going to go down that rabbit hole, but that's just.
Right.
Yes. Did want to apologize to everyone who listened to Thursday's 411 about Alan Quartermain before I realized that I uploaded the unedited version. Thankfully, a few of you did let me know. It was just super awkward with the long silences as we were looking for things. But I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I did it so early. I did it like it was posted by Tuesday. And scheduled.
But it could have been a lot worse, because sometimes we go off on things that have nothing to do with the show and have to cut that out. And at least this
or
time,
husbands come in the room and start asking questions.
Right.
Or kids.
Exactly.
Or phone calls.
So a long pause.
And then we forget to hit pause instead of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But so, thank you.
Yeah. Mistakes happen.
They do. So, you know how we love Tony Jones?
Yes.
And Brad Mull.
Yes.
Did you know that he has his own YouTube channel?
I did not know that.
He has. It's called, hold on, let me look it up. This is where the long pause just got deleted.
Right.
20 seconds taken out. It's called Smack Over East Texas with Poogie and Mall. They are friends that just like get together and they talk about stuff around town.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I tried watching some of it. I don't necessarily understand some of it because I don't live in the area.
Right.
But I feel like I just like the fact that they're buddies, and every now and again, they have some guest hosts, like other people that they know from the area.
Oh, that's
and they just
fun.
Sit around. They have a nice, it's a nice wooden table. I'm kind of looking at their equipment, like maybe we need that.
Oh.
Yeah, look at that. They're all.
Yeah, we have equipment envy a lot.
We do. We just need to figure out the right one. I mean, that's a lot bigger than what we've been trying.
Mm-hmm.
As we've mentioned before, I'm in real estate and Amanda is a nanny. So we aren't technically trained.
Right.
Or would you prefer to be called an au pair?
No.
We will call you an au pair.
No, because I feel like that's living.
Oh, it is. Yeah. I think that is the difference.
Is that the difference?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but.
Whatever. I don't know, but Mary Poppins lived with the Banks family and she was a nanny.
I don't
Please
care.
Tell me you've seen care. Mary Poppins.
Oh. All right.
We're just going to lock you in a room.
Thinking the General Hospital, not the movies.
Anyway, it's a fun, if you live in Texas especially, I feel like you would enjoy.
Yeah, that's it. Cute. So,
and it's nice to see that he's doing stuff, even though we want him back on General Hospital because they killed him way too early.
They did kill him way too early, but I don't know how they'd bring him back.
I don't know. Maybe we can go find Lucas.
They could have done a cute flashback, though, because Maxie brought up all the hard stuff this week.
Oh, I know.
And it was so sweet. I loved her explanation to
Austin. I wish that they did more with Maxie and Bobby's relationship.
Yeah.
Especially where Felicia is out of the picture so much and Anna has been dead before. You know, it's one thing that Anna does, or Maxie does go to Anna, you know,
but
for
Felicia's
mom things.
But Felicia's not supposed to be out of the picture right now. She's just always watching James.
I know. Well, now they don't even know who's playing James. So.
There you go.
I don't know. But yeah, that was really,
yes,
really touching that. So we did talk about, oh, remember how a little while ago we were like, why did we talk about Levi? Because we did it Maxi for the entire month of May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's why we wanted to talk about Levi. That might
be why we brought him up.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So, but yeah, we talk about Maxi had a heart transplant when she was younger, and that was great for her and Austin to have that conversation. I like their friendship.
I do too.
I like where they're going.
Except for the fact that he said this week that he heard Brooklyn say.
I know.
And she's like, when? When did you hear that exactly? Can you give me more details? And he's like, I don't know. It's just kind of in my head. Uh-oh.
Yeah. But it's one of those things that have you ever had a dream so vivid that when you wake up,
like, oh, definitely.
Where?
Definitely.
You know, so maybe he can just pass it off as
that would be good.
I don't know.
Because I don't want him to be in the awkward position to realize that.
Yes. But I love that he pointed out, you know that you are friends, right?
Like, so cute. Like, and she was so against it. No, we're not. She's awful. She did this. It was so cute.
Yep.
I really like Maxi. I've always liked Maxi.
Do you think that all the talk of Lulu, she's coming back soon?
I hope so.
Because she was like, it's Dante and Lulu forever. And then we see Sam and Dante talking about going on a date.
Oh, that kiss. No. I so don't want them together.
Sam deserves someone like Dante. Hands down. She deserves to be treated that way. It's just...
It shouldn't be an almost sibling.
Remember how a couple months ago I was going crazy trying to, because we were talking about Finn and Elizabeth, and I was like, well, there was that guy that married that actress that was the sister of his ex. It was Peter Bogdanovich, and he was with Dorothy Stratton when she was murdered by her ex-husband, Paul Snyder. And the whole reason that I remembered this is because 2020 recommended The Death of a Playmate, because she was a Playboy playmate.
Ah.
And she was killed in 1980. And then Peter Bogdanovich married her sister Louise in 1989. And they got divorced in like the early 2000s. So they stayed married for a long time.
Wow.
Total soap opera.
Wow.
But then this past week's 2020 was about Chippendales, which I totally forgot that Paul Snyder is actually the reason for the concept of Chippendales. He had seen like a male review like that for other men. And he was like, I bet women would like that too. And so he talked to the owner of Chippendales, and that's how it came about. Well, then he got kicked out.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he got all mad. But the reason why the Chippendales guys wear the cuffs and collars is a nod to the fact that so they're Playboy bunnies.
Very cool.
And now back to GH, because I was not so excited, but the second that, you know how like, and the thing is, the episode was from like 4 years ago.
Oh, so they just know. They're listening to you all the time.
But when they recommended it to me, no, I think that they were intentionally having The Death of a Playmate so that you would be intrigued whenever that week's 2020 came up, because it was Paul Snyder who, even though Paul Snyder wasn't the focal point for more than 5 minutes of Friday's episode.
I see.
Yes.
Thank you for that education.
But that was it.
On Chippendales.
That was it.
We can,
but so that's who I've been thinking about whenever I said, but there's somebody famous that this happened to. It was them.
There you go.
Yes.
You have the information. I like how it leads you to the Playmates and Chippendales. That makes me think of, Milo's magic wands. Now we need another nurse's ball.
There we go. Perfect. See, it comes full circle.
It does.
Yes. When do we think we're getting that nurse's ball?
I have no idea. I thought that they would be talking about it by now. Maybe they didn't want to do it for October because that would be the breast cancer awareness instead of the AIDS.
They never do.
But we were off track last year.
No, I was going to say they never do anything for breast cancer awareness.
They don't, but I still feel like
they're
going to make it a separate month. I don't remember what month they did it in last year.
I think it was August.
Was it that early?
It was either August or September.
When it came back. Yeah.
Yeah. Because remember, we liked how they did it as a telethon instead of.
Right. It was fairly close to right whenever they
came back. Part one was August 19th.
Boom, you're on it.
Wow, but that was like right after they got back.
So yeah.
They would have had to have reshot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes sense though. But
Okay. So what was your favorite part of the week?
The fact that I figured out that it was Peter Bogdanovich that married.
No! Not reality check week. That's GH week.
That's not my reality check. I knew that Dallas was going to be a woman. I don't know how. There was something about the fact that they kept saying he. And I'm like, yeah, that's totally going to be a woman.
Oh, see, I did not pick up on that. I just
assumed. I don't know. I maybe I could have been wrong too. So
good job.
Yeah.
Gold star.
Thanks.
I liked that Dante wasn't sure how to approach it. And Sam's like, just follow me.
Yeah.
Here you go. We'll get this people's attention.
I thought for sure that that woman was poisoning Dante though.
I did too.
Yeah.
I thought, why
then
are you
she
going...
just went nowhere. Like, what happened here?
Yeah. Why are you going up to a hotel room with a stranger? That's not a good idea. When you're the one trying to get information like that.
Mm-mm. Nope.
I also liked how she said, just get the money out of the safe and here's my bracelet. It's real. Just go away. Like, I don't want to deal with you.
Yes. Ava knows all about it. But I like that she has Spencer's back a little bit. I wish that Spencer saw that she has his back.
Yeah.
Because that's part of why he also doesn't like her, because he felt like she never had his back after she changed her mind for her face. We should do that story. We should do the relationship of Ava and Spencer.
Mm-hmm. That would be
Because they did used to get along.
They did.
He used to adore her. Ish,
yeah.
They bonded.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like this week's story with them was just to kind of highlight the fact that Esme's evil. And I just want to know where she's going with this. Like, why does she hate Ava so much?
Yeah.
My favorite, as always, was Trina, though, talking to Portia about how Spencer is not that bad. And Portia's like, said every woman who was dating a bad guy and wanted to justify it. And I was like, yeah. That might be something.
That's a reality check right there.
Might be something we all say.
I liked Valentine and Drew and how Drew was like, can you tell me about Scout? And
he's
like, she likes ballet like my Charlotte, but they're tomboys. And I'm like, oh.
So cute. I forgot that Charlotte and Scout would be interacting at the mansion.
Yes, let's let them be friends.
Mm-hmm. That would be so cute.
That would be.
So cute. Because they're at the right
age. And Violet. Like,
Yeah, that they could have adventures. Just like get into normal, like, kid mischief that would be cute.
Absolutely.
That would then throw the parents into better storylines.
How long was it going to take Anna to check on Valentine, though?
Right?
I was like, what is going on here?
Well, she was too busy talking to Robert since he
and
finally
Robert's
showed
back.
Up. I love him.
I just love how he's always going to do this with every man that comes in her life.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we just now see a pattern.
Right.
He gave Finn a hard time. Now he's giving Valentine a hard time.
I like how she told him he didn't need to be there, though, because he was just in charge of Port Charles. And he was like, yeah, I kind of have some WSB pull, so I'm going
to
figure out
And
this
it comes
stuff.
To Maxie, so you can't tell me no. He was like, no.
Exactly.
Maxie trumps PC.
Yep. I was glad that the nurse remembered. I hate whenever they give amnesia for no reason. So I was glad that she said,
we keep forgetting to talk about her. She's literally been in the hospital for like 2 weeks and we haven't said a single thing.
Well, before,
sorry, Chloe.
She was kind of like not, she was in the hospital, but she wasn't really saying anything.
Yeah.
This week she said, I remember I met with the father. That wasn't weird. And then I went to meet with the mother to be. And I don't remember what happened after that.
Yeah.
And she knew names.
Yeah.
So good job.
I thought that the nurse that was taking care of her last week was going to do something to her because there was something about the way that they ended the scene with like him at the foot of her bed looking at her. I was like, uh-oh, but now nothing.
Right. They were talking about her like they didn't like the fact that she was there, but then nothing happened.
Yep.
So, and they're still letting everyone come in and question. So I don't understand what they're doing with her either.
But Victor wants Faison's conditioning. Don't you think that he should be? I feel like that'd be a Liesl question.
Then Peter had that card and Valentine got the card deck out. And I was like, is he going to figure it out? And it looks like he's just playing solitaire.
Well, Valentine's playing solitaire with a regular deck of cards. The card that Peter had, I think, is from a tarot card deck.
Oh, was it a tarot card?
I think.
I saw it was like a weird
didn't
picture,
it say
but
something?
I didn't know.
That's just what I assume. Because.
Good job.
I don't know. I don't have tarot cards, but because I had a picture and a name on it in that way.
I have tarot cards.
That's what I
still
thought.
Know what that one is.
Well, geez.
I have to look at it. I'm sorry. I don't have them memorized.
As
I'm
our
so
resident
sorry.
Tarot card
Not
expert.
A tarot card reader. No. No
you
no.
are supposed to know this.
No, I do not believe I have any talent when it comes to it. It's just fun to play with them. You have to go to an actual fortune teller if you want to know something real, not me. I'm not going to get into that with you. I'm just saying that I'm not even going to claim to know what tarot cards would be trying to tell me if they can tell you something. So,
I don't know how that works.
That is that. Apparently they're very good to hypnotize people with. So there is a use for them
no
matter what.
There's a word and you just flash the card and it is go time.
That would be actually be super convenient if you could just have everyone have a command that they have to follow based off those cards. I'd have my kids trained so well. I'd have like a full deck of cards with me all the time. This is to get Emily to listen. This
Isn't
is
that
to
just
get
called behavior modification?
Megan to listen. Oh my gosh. The new house, not to go into reality check, but the new house has a doorbell and they have ringing it and ringing it and ringing it. And Ryan was like, stop. Oh my God. This is like Pavlov's law. What are you trying to teach us? Stop it. So aww. Yeah. So I need some cards that I can just be like, okay. Probably wanted to keep him in line too. Here you go.
Yep. And it'll save us so many. I have said that I just want to record myself and put myself on loop for certain things that I just shouldn't have to keep saying. We actually did it for my boss. We bought her little buzzers of things that she says all the time and for her to keep them on the desk.
Oh, nice.
Like, well, did you read the email? What does the contract say?
Perfect.
You know, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Yes. But now Victor's Valentine's dad. How many dads is this guy going to have?
I feel like...
How does he not have more issues?
There has to be someone that can run an actual DNA test and get the correct result. Why don't we find that person?
It would be one thing to be like, well, you are a blood Cassadine and okay, you might be...
Yes.
You know, not Mikos's, but... And wind up being Victor's.
Right.
But to confuse the maternal and the paternal... Mm-mm. Oops, wrong. You're actually maternally related only.
Right.
That's...
And Valentine at this point doesn't even care. He's like, I'm not even talking about that. Let's get back to this. I don't care who my parents are. I just liked that he was so uninterested in it. It didn't matter.
He's like, yeah, past it. Thanks. Let's move on.
Everyone's claimed to be my dad at this point. I just need to move forward.
Who's your daddy and what does he do? Well, my first dad was a Cassadine. But then I found out he wasn't.
And then this one said he was, but nope. I liked that Anna just thought to look for the tattoo whenever she slammed him down. I'm like, you didn't notice that yesterday when he was like serving you drinks? Because we did.
Well, the shot was for us to notice it. If he was handing her a drink and she was on the other side of his forearm, though, she wouldn't have noticed.
I feel like she would, though. It's Anna. Come on.
She doesn't have x-ray vision on skin to see tattoos on the other side.
She does. Oh, we got to see Nicholas this week.
Yes, without a shirt.
Yes. He does not have the... I didn't, even though I would have done that research over and over again, I did not have to do it because they showed us this week him without his shirt on.
And can we just talk about the fact that they really let Mara West look so naturally beautiful in the way that she is.
Yes.
She's the only one that I've ever really seen not have that much makeup on. They've done it a few times.
Mm-hmm. She's beautiful. Like,
she, good job. Spill your secrets. But they're back together. Cannot believe that he kicked him out, though. Back to this.
Yes. We're a little all over the place, but that's okay.
Is that different than normal?
No. Not really.
But...
Not only did he kick him out, he cut him off. And like you said, Ava's going, because we're going to make
question.
It worse.
Spencer was in town for how long going under the radar? He knows how to not use his credit cards and stuff. Unless Nicholas really doesn't pay any attention to his credit cards. And they're not like, I feel like if you were coming back from Paris into the United States, but the cardholder is supposed to be in Paris, it would be considered unusual activity. So like, even if he had been staying in those different Airbnbs and whatnot,
right?
You know, Nicholas should have received a call saying, hey, there's some unusual activity on your card. It's not being done in Paris.
Yes.
I mean, that happened to me one time. It was so funny. I had literally gone on my honeymoon to Vegas and spent a couple $1,000s through my credit card and never once called me. We crossed the line to go to Washington, D.C. and got gas in Maryland and my bank called. When I was just stopped at, I stopped at a Sheetz, which is a Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Well, it's not Pittsburgh. It's Altoona based. Like born and bred.
Yeah.
They are now further south and, you know, they're spreading, but that is a local chain. And that's where I stopped for gas. And they called me. Right.
That is so
I'm like,
weird.
How did that flag it? But the $100
thousands of dollars
I was spending in Vegas.
Oh my gosh.
Didn't.
Yeah.
Because I don't use my bank card when I travel.
Right.
I might have the money, but nope.
No. I don't know. I feel like Spencer is smart enough. He had to have found a way to get money out of his bank account and spend it without it flagging to his dad or something.
Good
and
for Britt. For not, I mean, hotel aside.
Right. It's like, sorry.
I really thought that Carly was actually going to offer him a job, though. I thought she was going to say, you can stay here. And
really?
I don't know. Because he's still a kid. I feel like she even said, you've been given, and she did tell Britt, I came into town and was doing horrible things too.
Yeah, but Jocelyn is so close to it.
Yeah, that's true. I at least thought that she might give him a job. Again, why are we not just getting a job at Kelly's and living above?
That's exactly what I thought they were going
to
do.
Humble the heck out of them.
Yes.
And
yes. And that would be so fun to watch Esme have to try to like be their waitress when the kids came in. Oh my gosh.
And Cam and Spencer would be working together.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be cute.
And he's trying. Cam really is trying to think of Spencer because he said that to Joss this week. Did we help this family or did we hurt them?
Yeah. Where did...
So cute.
Yes. Very, very, very. Okay. Hands down, favorite part of the week. Joss and Nina.
Yeah.
How could you not watch that and just be so moved? Because she tore into Nina in the best way because she calmly did it.
Mm-hmm.
She was obviously
not happy.
Not, but her throwing a teenage temper tantrum would have devalued everything she was saying. But by reminding her of all the things that Nina seriously did while she knew that Sunny to like prolong the suffering.
Right. Good job, Joss.
Yeah.
I really am.
You gave me this journal to write down my thoughts. Guess what I was thinking? I miss my stepfather. And meanwhile, you're trying to shack up with them. Thank God they never slept together.
Ugh. You know she would have got pregnant. You know that's what they were going to do. I know. I'm sure they heard us tell them, no, don't do that. And that's why it changed.
That just would have added an unnecessary ridiculous. I mean, it would have been because Nina's wanted to be a mother so much, you know, and then that would have just, I mean, that's a whole other
thing. Yeah.
But you know, I mean, it really is. And Curtis stood up for her though.
Yeah. Curtis stood up for her. And I think this is definitely going to cause some issues between Michael and Willow.
Yeah.
Because they were definitely on different pages because he was done and Willow was trying to excuse some stuff. So we'll see.
Which is funny because Nina has directly had it out for Willow. So for her to take her side.
Yes.
Is this where we're going to find out that Willow's actually Nina's daughter?
Oh, God, I hope not. Please don't do that.
I'm not a writer.
Well, tell them
that. But
no.
We have expressed this before.
Call that personal hotline you have and let them know. The answer is no. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
I don't know though. I am interested in seeing that. They finally had a date.
Mm-hmm.
That was it.
At Kelly's. They had a date at Kelly's.
Oh, come on. You know as well as anybody else does. Sometimes when you can just get out and go have a plate of fries, you just go.
First date?
I don't think that was, I think they said that was their first date since getting back together.
It was their first date since getting back together. But
it's
I
nice
still,
to see them doing normal stuff.
I would have thought they would have gone to Curtis's bar.
Okay.
Not like super fancy, but a step up from Kelly's.
Yeah.
I absolutely see them having breakfast at Kelly's with Wiley and hanging out there and sometimes you just want a milkshake.
Or they could have gone to the Poor Charles Grill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember we rebuilt that set?
Right.
Let's use it a little bit. Oh, you know what would have been really nice is if they were having, it's still a nice season. You can still go outside and enjoy like a nice music.
Yeah.
And if they had like a patio band that was outside and they'd just be sitting outside having a glass of wine, eating off a charcuterie board, enjoying the music, and just talking.
There you go.
About things other than Wiley.
Yes.
I think that's where I'm stuck. They need to start talking about things other than Wiley and Nina.
That is true. I will agree with you there. Speaking of rebuilding things, though, where did Phyllis find all this stuff of Sunny's? Where?
Because he was living in a room above the tanno, right? I mean, that is
burnt to the ground. But you found multiple shirts.
But if the fire was...
No, she said it was a total loss.
That doesn't mean that everything's gone. It means that insurance-wise, they count it as a total loss. So therefore, they're going to take down...
I feel like there still was not a room.
Like, it was just the walls.
Right. That fire was huge to the point that the ceiling was collapsing down on them. Right. But you're going to tell me that
he was above
no fire or smoke got into his one room that had his possessions. I don't think so. I'm not a firefighter, but I just don't think that's how fire
works.
Okay,
let's call Morgan, who is also our EMT.
Exactly.
She is the vice president of our local fire department.
There you go.
Shout out to someone who doesn't watch GH. And we'll never
hear this because she doesn't listen to it.
I actually do send her the little clips whenever we talk Aww. About her to let her know.
That's nice. I was impressed this week because when Nina was on, Emily was sitting next to me and she was like, that's Nina, right? And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, she's a huge character. So another person that will never hear the podcast, but I was excited she knew something. Yeah. So, but anyway, yes. How does she have this box of items, multiple items, a whole deck of cards, which is paper and would burn. Some shirts.
They do have a weird film on them.
Also
though.
Burn. Yeah, that's probably soaked in chemicals that would make them even
true,
more flammable.
True.
Small
I don't know,
shirts.
Burn some cards after.
Sure.
It's all about the cards today, folks.
Yes. Do tarot cards burn differently than playing cards? We'll let you know. Anyway.
Are you allowed to burn tarot cards?
I don't know either.
You need to learn this stuff.
Hey, again, I'm not really like conjuring spirits, so it's okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah. Well, no box of sunny stuff survived. I'm sorry, Phyllis, but you are incorrect.
I absolutely 1000% agree about the smell at least.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have a floor plan. You're right. I didn't even think about all of that. I did like that she said that she did not include the picture of Nina.
Yes.
Which I thought was kind. I thought that Carly was so sweet.
Yes, their interaction was amazing. Sunny totally got everything that Phyllis did for them.
Yeah.
Carly was 100% respecting that and
encouraging of their maintaining of
yes,
a relationship.
And not apologized for the loss of Lenny and thanked her for taking care of her husband. It was all of that interaction was great. If she would have showed up with a potted plant, like, get well, I'm glad that you're okay, I'd have been totally on board. But here's a box of your stuff. Mm-mm. Nope. That's all burnt. I'm sorry. What are you talking
or
about?
Or at least, hey, I had this in my car.
Right.
Like, here's a flannel from my
shirt.
Car.
Exactly.
Although I love how much they're making fun of him
with the flannels.
Wearing them. Because I feel like that's more Maurice.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. A lot of people on social media were saying that that was Mike talking to Phyllis, not Sunny.
Aw.
So is there still a little Mike in there?
I mean, I'm sure there is.
Of course. And he remembers that side of himself now.
Right. And he even referred to it whenever he said to Carly, this is Phyllis. He said she was a good friend of Mike / mine.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I feel like he used that side when he was talking to Nina.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I mentioned last week, he's never shown that. She would have been dead in a minute.
Right.
From Sunny.
Absolutely.
But not now. So.
But she might be from Carly because Carly's over it.
Yeah. That is going to be real interesting to see how that.
And I like that Carly did call Sunny out on that. Why did you let me hear this from Nina instead of from you?
Yeah.
Or from Maxie, but from, you know what I mean?
Right.
The information came from Nina, not from him.
Yes. But now she's also going to have found it out and she'll find out stuff that Jax should have told her.
Yeah. But it's not shocking that Jax didn't because he's just a jerk.
Except for he could have and just... Oh, that was another good thing that Joss said. My dad was trying to help you.
Mm-hmm.
And she lied to Jax when he said, I thought I saw Sunny.
Like, right.
That's the thing, is there were so many times that Nina just dug herself a deeper hole. It's not like she just went to Nixon Falls and never came back to Port Charles and didn't tell anyone.
Right.
It was the repeated, oh, last week, though, I think it was, when Sunny was like, that phone call you had with your grandson that you hung up.
Mm-hmm. That was my grandson, too.
Right.
Mm-mm. Nope. The only thing else that I have is when Anna and Robert go to talk to the bartender guy, it's the whole shootout thing, and then it shows Drew. How?
I don't know.
Okay. I thought maybe, because to be honest, I watched all 4 episodes last night in the new house, and I was very sleepy, and so I was like falling asleep here or there.
Guess
and
what our
like,
reality checks about this week, guys.
Yes. So I would, okay, wait, what did I miss? Blah, blah, blah. So I thought for a second that I totally missed the escape because how was he here shooting things up?
Well, it was Peter activated him.
But how did he get out? Like he
well,
just
Peter probably just let him out.
I thought they would have like.
But now we're back to that where he's an undercover triggered by when.
I feel
follow
like
all that.
Yes, I got everything that you were saying, but I feel like they should have showed more than just we activated him with the card and now, boom, he's out shooting stuff.
Yeah, but I just figured that he just let him out and then obviously he's going to go back to...
Just let him out.
I'm sure Peter's nearby.
I hope so. He better be.
I would imagine so. I would imagine that there's another word that he needs to get him back into his cell.
Another card.
Another card.
Let's burn all the cards. I hope so, because I hope Anna sees him.
Yeah.
I think they're going to catch Peter before they find Drew.
Oh, no.
Because then Drew will be activated without anyone to unactivate
him.
Oh,
so we're back to this.
That's what I think.
Great.
Again,
can't wait.
You could call them and tell them no.
But Victor saying that Peter is out to kill both of us. And he, like, why would Valentine trust you? Which he said. He's like, and I'm supposed to just believe this?
Because he said he was his daddy now. So that makes everything better.
Dad's a lie.
No.
Sometimes.
Never.
Mm.
I still feel like Obrecht should have been brought into this somehow, too.
Yeah.
Everyone's asking, where is she at? And we still, nope.
And here's the thing. Well, no, because in fairness, she would not give it up. Because she's not that Obrecht anymore.
True. But at least an idea of what they're doing with her. And I like that Britt said that Scotty's losing his mind.
I know. Whatever.
She doesn't know where
she is. They are.
I love that both of us are like, oh, yeah. So.
The only thing I have is Brooklyn and Chase at breakfast talking about Leo. I like how Chase was able to, the right stuff.
Oh my God.
I'm very musical minded. Anyway.
Thank you for the mini concert. Can we get back to Chase now?
So we talked about how we hope that they are consulting with Mara West because we know that she is a mother of an autistic child. However, something we did not think to look at, and he's not very active on social media, so just going to throw that out there. Wally Kurth's son is autistic.
Yes. Never crossed.
I cannot. Oh, when I found that out, I was just like, he's going to do this so well. Like,
and it makes sense now why we're focusing more on his relationship with Leo than on Olivia's.
Yes.
Because I'm sure he's saying, this storyline is close to my heart. Let's do this right.
Yes. And if you go on his Instagram, he shares, I think he does it on Twitter too. He only recently started, but the hashtag says the gift of autism. And I love it.
Yes.
And they spend a lot of time at the beach because that's his son's favorite place. And I don't know. I just love it because I feel like maybe he went to the writers and pitched, hey, you know what's underrepresented on this show? Neurodiversity. You know what would be great?
You think he went there like that?
I wish they could see your emotions.
Like, let's go.
Slight sarcasm because there's no reason why we haven't done a story like this before. Especially since, I mean, all my children had the girl that was autistic that was, what's his name's daughter?
Jackson's daughter.
Jackson's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like any of this is unknown.
Right.
But very glad to see where they are. I liked that Chase put it back on Brooklyn and said, yeah, but Austin's not going to benefit from this in any way. Mm-hmm. And did he recommend that he treat him? Did he recommend a medication? Did he recommend like something? And she's like, no, he just recommended to go see a specialist. And he's like,
wouldn't you take Bailey and have her seen? Oh my gosh. Yes.
Exactly. Well,
then, there you go.
And then she went to Austin and apologized and explained her feelings. And Austin corrected her and said, I didn't say that.
Exactly.
And she's like, well, whatever you did is leading to. And he's like, well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I am looking forward to seeing how they have Austin explain to Brooklyn.
Right.
So very, very, very much looking forward to that. And I like that she has Chase to be able to talk to about it.
I just don't like that we're not having the conversations with Olivia, though.
Yet.
It still feels weird to me
that
the conversations are being had between Ned and Brooklyn and then Brooklyn and Chase, but we're not seeing Olivia. And I know she's in denial and I totally get that, but I still feel like we would see her somewhere around or defending her side or something.
I agree.
It's like she's just
but
up
we
in
see
her
that
room.
A lot lately though, that they're not
right, they're cutting another person out. I don't like
well, that. I wonder how much of it has to do with COVID though and the way that they have to shoot.
That could be.
So, because we haven't really seen Ned and Olivia together a lot.
But I feel like they could still say, I was just talking to Olivia about this and she said, blah, 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 blah.
Well, but Brooklyn did. She came in and, like you talked about last week with your dad, they were fighting. And so obviously, I think we're just meant to believe that it's still continuing to be like how it was at the wedding.
Okay.
And he's at least able to maybe reach Brooklyn.
Right. No, it's better to get family support than no support. I don't know. I feel like somehow should be in the conversation a little bit more.
Hopefully we see her next week.
That would be good.
Maybe she's on the missing episode from this week.
Maybe.
Maybe the whole conversation was actually supposed to take place Friday.
That would make way better sense.
So us missing an episode kinda probably threw off a lot.
Yes.
But that's all that I have.
Yeah, me too. That was it.
Do-do-do. Reality check. So what's your reality check?
Gee, I wonder what it would be.
I don't know.
So Ryan finally closed on the house that Shannon sold him. And we started moving stuff in yesterday. It's unreal, I think. This is where I'm at. Like, I pulled up there today because I had to take Megan somewhere. And so I pulled up there today to drop them off. And it was still like, why am I in this driveway? This is not the right house.
And now you don't have to say, move your car. I don't know if you have to say, where's your keys?
I shouldn't. We're going to get a key thingy. So the beautiful sign that you and Morgan got us was the first thingy that went up on the wall. Aww. It's the only thing on the wall. They got us a beautiful plaque that says, me plus you plus them equals us. And then it has all of our names and the year, which was so cute. So that's the first thing that has gone on any of the walls. And then we have a bay window. And a million years ago, when my mom was pregnant with me, she made a pregnant ghost, like went to one of the ceramic places and bought.
Okay.
It's a pregnant ghost. And so she has always said, like, this is like my thing because I was pregnant with you. I made this pregnant ghost. So she gave it to me a couple years ago, but I put it like way high up so that nobody would break it because I didn't have a special place for it. Aww. So it is in the bay window. And then Ryan just bought me a cute little witch that has red hair. And so that is in the window too. And the girls bought those sticky things and put them on the windows around the door. So
how are the cats doing? Are they acclimated? Are they moved yet?
Well, I was ready to kill Ryan on move-in day because I brought the cats with me on Friday whenever we closed. I brought the cats with me along with some of the stuff. And then I left.
Oh, after the closing.
After the closing.
Okay.
Yes, after the closing. I couldn't get in the house before the closing.
No, because you did. I didn't know if they were just hanging out in the car.
No. We went to the house with you for the sold picture. And then we went to the house and picked up the girls because Megan hadn't seen it yet.
Oh, yes. How does Megan like the house?
She likes it and she would have picked the bedroom that we picked for her.
Perfect.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
So anyway, so I picked up the girls, picked up some stuff, but then also picked up the kittens because I was like, we need to get them in there. Well, then Madeline had a birthday party to go to for that little boy that I said had a major crush on her. So we had to go, even though it was totally inconvenient. So I left Ryan and Emily there. And Ryan is like freaking out, like seriously so PO'd, freaking out that we let the cats out. We had to have let the cats out because he cannot find them.
And they're scared.
It's roaming around the neighborhood and we're never going to find them. Like he'll tell you, oh, he was just like whatever. But no, he was seriously like angry. And I'm like, dude, they're somewhere in the house. I'm telling you, they're hiding. It's not a big deal.
Were they downstairs in the laundry room?
No, they were. There's a space in between the oven and the cabinet.
Just and like now you know.
And that is where they were hiding. And so we were out of kitten food anyway. I said, go to the store because we need like milk and stuff for there. Go to the store and get that stuff and get kitten food. Once you put the kitten food out, they will come out. And sure enough, I'm at the birthday party and I get a text, look what I found. And I said, I wish I would have bet you money on this because I'd have been sitting here on my gambling apps and then your money because I was totally right. And you were not. So there's the moral of the new house story. So I'm always right. Just listen to me. But yes, very exciting. I don't know. It's still surreal. It's crazy. But the kids have their mattresses and the living room furniture has moved in. And
Madeline gets to stay at her school.
She is going to stay at her school.
Great
yes,
that
she
they
had
were
the
able
choice.
To do that.
Yes, I was very grateful that they said yes, she could do that. So she's happy.
You just have to drive her every day, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's fun.
It's especially annoying because the bus stop is literally right out front of the house. So I'm going to be like, hi, Mr. Bus. I'm going to drive this way now.
Right.
That's okay. It's what's best for her. So. That's what we're doing. But yeah, I'm sure there'll be a million more stories of good things, bad things, frustrating things. But for this week, that was my excitement.
And it was the most fun. Well,
you can just say it was the most fun. I could be the best. One of the best. Go ahead. I'll take like a on the top
five. In the past month, so I helped a friend move back from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the seller was the parents of someone else that we were in band with together.
Oh, okay.
And then her lender's cousin ran cross country with my friend. So the closing table was pretty much like a high school reunion.
Aww.
The poor other agent is probably sitting there like,
why am I here?
No stories.
Yeah.
You know, we're all, remember this one time at band camp? So that was a lot of fun. But then also yours.
Yeah,
so
you didn't have cookies at that one.
I did not have cookies at this one. But this one was extra sentimental because I got you and Ryan into your first home together. And then my mentor and friend Dee Dee is the whole reason why I picked Berkshire as my company. Because when I first started going to real estate, she was the very last person that I talked to about, because I have friends in like all other companies. I talked to all of them, and she was the last one because I've admired her career so much that, and I felt like we have the same family and faith values, that those are priority and work comes after that.
Yeah.
That I wanted to make sure it wasn't just an illusion.
Right.
You know, and it, you know how much I love my office and my company and everything. So, and then my friend Morgan that we have referenced multiple times, our friend Morgan, that she and I are going to be officially a team next year, but it was the first transaction that she and I have like 100% worked from beginning to end together. And so that was fun. And then Dee Dee makes these really, really good cookies.
Oh my God. I need the recipe for real. I gave my mom one yesterday because she came to see the house and she was like, you should ask for the recipe. And I was like, I don't know if she gives the recipe out, but these are so good. I don't know.
But then there's probably, so I make really good chocolate chip cookies. Hers have peanut butter in them. So, but I make really good chocolate chip cookies. It's a family recipe. I'm the only one that makes them the way that I do. And I have no idea what I do differently.
Oh.
Yeah. Mine just come out differently. Don't know.
Had you told Dee Dee that we were engaged? I don't think I said that on here. We are officially engaged.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, because we were. Oh, yeah. Hi. Now I can tell you.
Oh, we were. She was part of the plan for how he
part of how he was going to propose. It was going to have something to do with the house
and the cookies.
And we had to get. Well, there was multiple. There were multiple options.
Okay.
And all of them involved, obviously, getting permission from the seller. For us to even have access to the house outside of times that
I see
you typically wouldn't have been.
I see.
All okay. Legally done. I mean, it,
oh, right.
And it didn't happen so because sweet. He got the ring and then just did it.
He couldn't wait. It was very cute.
Anyway.
It was us. It was low key and it was us, which is exactly what
no
I would have wanted.
No idea how much I was stressing over it though.
So sorry that he caused you undue stress and
it's okay.
All of that.
You got it figured out, and it was a 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Friday closing. And so I brought some champagne and we sat around and talked with the sellers and you guys and had cookies and champagne. And it was great.
It was just great.
It was fun. I mean, I love my job to begin with, but it was fun.
Yay.
And then earlier in the week, back to autism, I had an intake with someone for getting my daughter help with like job coaching and stuff like that. And she actually gave me the name of some colleges that have programs that she can go live there and they have all the supports.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And she can get some kind of a degree. So
I'm not ready for all that stuff.
No,
but it's good that it's an option.
It's great that it's an option, but it's also really annoying that I was like, but can we just get her job coaching? Cause like I mentioned, we had like a little hiccup with her job.
Yeah.
Nothing until she's 6 months away from graduating.
That's so frustrating.
So we can't teach kids that have learning difficulties and need extra support.
How to get a job until they're ready to get a job.
Right. They could do more vocationally. So that's a fun reality check right there.
Yes. But it's encouraging that there's programs she can look forward to.
Absolutely. Yes. So I don't know. It's just been, it was a good week. So
it's definitely been a week.
It's been a week. It's been a Sunday through Saturday.
That's absolutely.
You heard it here.
Every day. Felt like a separate day.
Join us next week as we go over more of the wisdom. Like, what is a week? What is a day? How to get your kitten out from the stove. Besides the stove.
Not from the stove. I did not have the kittens in
from
the stove.
From beside the stove. Sorry.
What is like the CYS of animals?
Animal control?
Is that no? I thought animal control is like the people that pick up your dog if it's outside.
I think that if they're getting abused, that they would also call animal control.
Is that who that is?
I would think.
Okay. Well, let's not have animal control called on me. I did not put my kitten in the oven.
She did not.
They were next to the oven in a space. The oven wasn't even on. Like,
and if you've been listening long enough, it's probably not going to be on that much.
That's very true.
Has mentioned how many times that she doesn't cook. So
I've tested out the washer and dryer that they left there. I'm pretty sure the microwave has been tested out. The refrigerator works just fine. But
we know the ice maker works.
6 months from now, I'll be like, the oven doesn't work. I didn't know that. This is the first time I turned it on.
Good thing you got a home warranty. But in all seriousness, on Thursday, we have part 2 of Alan. which is only, I think, 1984 to 84, or did we make it through 85?
I thought
it's only half the decade.
Right.
Whichever half we decided.
Whatever we hadn't done before, yes.
So, and it will be the edited version from the get-go. So yeah, Alan in the 80s wound up being way more than we expected. So the 80s is going to be split into two. And you get the first part on Thursday.
So have a good week.
And we'll meet you at the pier.
A good Monday through Friday. Bye.
Well, no, because we're going to see you again on Thursday. So have a good Monday through Wednesday. Come back here for Thursday.
And then we'll tell you have a good weekend.
Yeah, exactly. And we'll meet you at the pier.
Bye.
Bye.
If you enjoyed today's show, we invite you to go to pier54podcast.com to subscribe on your favorite platform. Don't forget to leave us a review. And you can also follow us on many social media channels. Just search for Pier 54 Podcast. Also, we are not perfect, so if there is something that we missed or messed up, just let us know by emailing us at pier54podcast@gmail.com.